You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to pick it up here in a moment in chapter 15 in our study in the book of Revelation. Having a great study. We looked at a horrendous text here yesterday prior to getting into that again this morning or this evening, whenever it is you have tuned into this program. Perhaps you've downloaded the podcast. People from all over the world are downloading this podcast, WGOD Radio, from all of us here in Central Florida, here in Brevard County, to all of you, we say greetings to you and God bless in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for having us tuned in here today. Thank you for studying the Word of God with all of us here together in Florida. And we all look forward to the day where we will worship the Lord Jesus Christ face to face and all together. Enjoy our study here today. We're in chapter 15. For more information on this ministry, I have a couple websites. My Bible translation, which I use, is majoritytext.com. WGOD's website is wgodontheair.net. Twitter is at WGOD Radio. All these programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. We're in chapter 15. For those of you, again, in Brevard County, we are in chapter 20 here at church. That's the church that I pastor. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you're looking for a church home, we would love to see you and we welcome you to come and worship with us at Island Community Church. Now, in the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 15. Prior to starting 15, I made the comment a moment ago of this horrendous thing we just saw here in chapter 14. And that is all of this blood here. We see the angel is instructed, thrust in your sharp sickle. Gather the grape clusters of the vine of the earth because the grapes are ripe. It's chapter 14. That was verse 18 and 19. The angel swung his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, and he cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles. About 1,600 stadia. All right, now a horse's bridle. Horse's bridles, my guess, is around 4 feet high. I don't have to guess what 1,600 stadia is. That is 184 miles. That's the equivalent of Merritt Island, Florida, to West Palm Beach, Florida. There in that area, that's the entire region there where the Battle of Armageddon is going to take place, 184 miles. It's a horrific thing. And what's horrific about it is the reason people are going to end up there. Hear me. It's not going to be for sins you've committed. Someone's already dying for your sins. It's for refusing love. You can read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. All those who perish at the end of the age perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. Well, who is the truth? That's John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. People are going to perish and die and be thrown into the great winepress for refusing love. What a thing to die for. This has been on my mind here lately, this notion of what to say to agnostics, atheists, God haters, and scoffers. Is this short sentence, three words? God loves you. God loves you. See, maybe you're hearing this program here. Maybe you're just driving and you're hearing this program on the radio. Think about that for a minute. You know, you have to remember, maybe you don't know. I want to help clue you in. Satan, in the Bible tells us Satan is the deceiver of the whole world. This is what he does. He deceives people. You can read it too at his destruction. Satan is the one who deceived the whole world. Now, what does it mean to be deceived? Here is the Paul Esposito definition of the word. What to be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Is to be deceived. Think about it. God loves you. What emotion do you get? Gratefulness. For those of you believers in Jesus Christ, it's a great thing to know that the creator of the universe loves you. The Bible tells you that God demonstrates, that is, he talks the talk and he walks it. God demonstrates his own love towards you, my friend, and that while you were still a sinner, that Christ died for you. That is, on your worst day, in your worst state you've ever been, blubbering around on the ground, face down, stone cold dead, he made you alive and loved you in your worst day. God loves you. Now, how about you unbelievers that hear that? Think about that. God loves you. Are you grateful? Or does that make you angry? Friend, if that makes you angry, I encourage you, think. You've been deceived. Why would you be angry if someone loves you? I've made the comment just yesterday. If bad people loved you, you would change your opinion of them. If you went to visit Charles Manson in jail, and if Charles Manson put his hand on your forehead and said, you know, John, I love you, what would you do? Would you go to the parole board and say this man's worthy to be released? What would you do? What do you do when God puts his hand on your forehead and says, I love you? People don't have to end up in this wine press. You see, someone's already been crushed for you. His name is Jesus, the Son of God, where it says in the Old Testament, back in Isaiah chapter 53, he was wounded for our iniquity. He was bruised for us, wounded for us. The chastisement for our peace was laid upon him. Someone took your punishment on the cross. Now, see, God loves you. Well, God loved you before that. That's why he did what he did. God so loved the world, my Bible says, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. I want you to think about here today that God loves you. And think about what raw emotion you get from that. It's either one of gratefulness and gratitude, where you're so grateful that God would love you, even you, no matter who you are out there, God loves you. What do you do with that? Do you receive it? Or are you angry that God loves you? If you're angry, you've had help to get to that position. Lord, I pray right now, those that hear this, that are angry that God loves them, I pray right now in the power of your Holy Spirit, you'd shine the light of truth and end the deception out there of people that are angry that you love them. Help them to see they've been snowed right now by the power of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. All of us believers out here, pray right now. You would shine the light of truth on those that think that they're angry or have that emotion because you love them. Help people to see right now in Jesus' name they've been deceived. Amen. Our last couple minutes here today, we're going to look at chapter 15. I believe there's only 8 verses here in chapter 15. It says here, then I saw another sign. Now, we've seen a couple signs before. We had signs in chapter 12. A sign was the dragon. A sign was the woman about to give birth. This is the third sign. Now I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, because in them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw something like a glassy sea, having been mixed with fire. And those who prevailed over the beast, that's the Antichrist, and over his image, and over the number of his name, standing on the glassy sea, having the harps of God. And they sang a new song. Oh, I'm sorry. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are worthy. For all the nations will come and worship before you, because your righteous judgments have been manifested. Now, after these things, I saw, and the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the 7 angels, having the 7 plagues, who were dressed in pure, bright linen, having their chests girded with golden belts. Then one of the 4 living beings gave to the 7 angels 7 golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. Now we're out of time. I want to pick it up in tomorrow's program right here. I want to look some more at the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven. I want to look at that. There's a temple up in heaven. There also is an Ark of the Covenant up in heaven. That's what I want to look at. We'll look at that in tomorrow's program. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. Paul Esposito with you, station manager. So grateful that you've taken the time to be with us here today. And in case you were unaware, this is day one of our spring fundraiser. You know, it's funny. I heard the spot playing on the radio, and I announced that it was the fall fundraiser. I think it's time to take a vacation. This is not the fall fundraiser. This is our spring fundraiser known as the offering. We have devoted this week to raise up $30,000 for us to continue another 6 months of commercial-free broadcasting here at WMIE. The great news is we're already over the halfway point, and that's due to you who have given in the past, who received a letter in the mail, and have already responded to that letter. Thank you. You have put us at $16,165 Monday morning. Lord God, we ask right now for your favor. We pray for your favor. We devote this to you, Lord. We ask for your blessings on the offering this week. Be with us. Move in the hearts of my extended family out here today, Lord, so that once again we can raise the money we need to continue our broadcasting here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 632-1000 is the phone number. I'll be here all week taking your phone calls. If you're blessed by this radio station, would you pray about helping us to continue? Would you pay it forward? Help to ensure that someone else will hear this gospel message. You know, half of the listeners here on this station are all Christian radio. Half are unchurched, and half of those are unbelievers as well. Did you know that? So when you help support the